What is citrus greening and why should we care about it? Senator Bill Nelson of Florida spent some time on the floor prior to the vote on the farm bill Monday trying to educate his colleagues about the bacterial disease that's spread by an insect called a psyllid.
We know of no cure. The bacteria kills the citrus tree in 5 years, and we're not going to have a citrus crop or industry unless we can find a cure for this bacteria. It's in every grove in Florida. It's now in the citrus industry in California and Arizona. And they have found the psyllid, likewise, in other Gulf Coast states, Alabama, Louisiana, and it is greening is also in the state of Georgia. What we are trying to do is to set up a trust fund, which is authorized in the bill, and to get it funded in order to find the cure for this disease so that an industry that has become so important to the entire country can be saved.
The Senate Farm Bill establishes a Citrus Disease Research and Development Trust Fund, but it will have no funding unless it's included in the final bill. And Nelson received a commitment to achieving that goal from Senate Agriculture Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow.
And so I know this is a serious issue for our citrus growers, and I'm committed to working with Senator Baucus to make sure the trust funds for citrus, as well as cotton and wool, are included in the final conference committee. I know these are concerns shared by a number of our colleagues, and I look forward to working with the senator from Florida as well as our other colleagues. This is a very, very important issue.
Citrus acres in Florida have dropped by 25% in the last 15 years, and experts fear the state's annual crop could become too small to sustain existing processing plants. And that could mean less glasses of sunshine to start the morning, since 90% of the U.S. orange juice supply comes from Florida. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.